Postal Service auf Flux FM mit The District Sleeps Alone Tonight. Ihr hört Flux FM am Freitagnachmittag. Und wir sprechen über Couture, über Kleider, die passend zur Musik blinken unter Umständen, Kleider, die leuchten wie die Fifth Avenue bei Nacht oder auch Kleider, die wie Seifenblasen aussehen. Wir sprechen mit dem Künstlerduo Studio XO. Die arbeiten an der Schnittstelle von Technologie und Mode. Stars wie Lady Gaga oder die Black Eyed Peas lassen sich von den beiden tragbare Technologie, auch Digital Couture genannt, auf den Leib schneidern. Morgen am Samstag veranstaltet Absolut Wodka im Kraftwerk Berlin eine außergewöhnliche Partynacht und mit dabei eben die Laser Couture Outfits von Studio XO. Schon heute sind beide aus London angereist und bei mir im Studio. Ich sage herzlich willkommen und welcome Nancy Tilbury und Benjamin Mayles. Hello.
Hi.
It's a super interesting combination that you guys found for yourself, the combination of digitalism and fashion. How did you come up with the idea to combine those two genres?
So I think, you know, we're a curious bunch. So we brought together a group of people and built a fashion lab. And in that space, we've just been interrogating what the future of fashion might be. And you know, it's a never-ending quest to sort of change couture and introduce digital elements.
And then when did you find out that you were kind of like one of the first people who thought of that whole thing? That's a crazy idea.
So Nancy actually has a background in fashion and worked with Philips Electronics for a long time. So she's always been interested in seeing where clothes could be in the future and really looking over the horizon. My background is in product design and engineering. So I'm really interested in the gray space between creativity and technology. And I think together we saw amazing opportunity to build incredible technology and to also build fashion at the same time. So for us, it's kind of an obvious merging of two different worlds.
Yeah, and how important was it that some artists or some recording artists actually came up to you and asked for costumes for their shows and stuff? I mean, that must have been the major step actually into the business.
Yeah, so super important. Yeah. Lady Gaga is, you know, the ultimate muse to work with. You know,
sure.
She's an incredible expression of art, and she's touring an album called Art Pop at the moment. So it's the perfect match.
Yeah.
And you know, the way we began was that we were sought out by the Black Eyed Peas stylist, and she had the quest of, you want to make the band robots. You know, this is back in 2011, and she burrowed around the world to look for artists that were working in this space, and she found us.
Yeah.
And we went touring with them. We stood side of stage, and Studio XO was born.
Wow.
We were like, wow, 80,000 people super excited about our costumes. And the rest is really history. You know, we've been working with lots of bands and artists, and now what's really exciting is we're starting to dress the fans, and that's what we really see on Saturday night, is that everybody's going to take part in the party.
Yeah, and that's an interesting thing that you're talking about right now, because I've read that the people who are going to come to tomorrow's show, that they're asked to come in black, and that's a hint.
Yes.
That's a hint, right? So you're gonna put some colors, some lightning stuff on people, or what exactly is the plan? Can you already tell us about it?
Well, I think we have a phrase that we use called digital skins. So when we're starting a project, we'll think a lot about the human body and digitizing it.
Cool.
And we're going to give people the Studio XO experience tomorrow. So,
cool.
You know, working with the team that we've been working with, they've put together a super experience of biology and technology, and we sit in the middle of that framework where we bring the body and tech together. So it's going to be really exciting. Everybody's going to have a part to play.
So this is the new thing that's going to happen tomorrow, because until now you have dressed the artist that is up on stage performing for the others, but now the audience is going to be part of the performance.
100%. Yeah, and that's what's happening as well in our studio. We're now looking back to the crowd, and we're collaborating with fashion designers, and we're starting to commercialize this work. So this will be the first instance that the fans have really got involved, and actually it's going to be really exciting to watch and observe and see what they do with technology on their body.
Yeah.
So look out.
Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to some music. Hier sind Miss Mister zu hören mit Hurricane, und dann reden wir gleich noch ein bisschen weiter mit dem Künstlerduo Studio XO. Didn't know what this would be, but I knew. Miss Mister mit Hurricane auf Flux FM. Sie blinken, leuchten, fliegen und schießen unter Umständen Seifenblasen, die Modeschöpfungen der beiden Designer Nancy Tilbury und Benjamin Mayles. Besser bekannt sind sie als Studio XO. Morgen wird es einige spektakuläre Schöpfungen im Kraftwerk zu bewundern geben am Abend, und denn dort steigt zum ersten Mal überhaupt in Europa die Party Nights by Absolute, eine Reihe, die Nachtleben und Kreativität vermischt. Für die Party sorgt Absolut Wodka und für die Kunst sorgen eben die Herrschaften von Studio XO mit Laser Special Effects zum Anziehen. So, tomorrow you'll be presenting some of your works in Kraftwerk. Have you already seen the location? Have you looked at it already? And what can people expect from tonight's show?
Yeah, no, we've been there. So we've been there for a few days setting up. Mm-hmm. You know, so our pieces are all going to be controlled wirelessly. So we'll see some pretty amazing things happening.
Cool.
We've got some tricks up our sleeves.
Yeah.
But the venue is amazing. I mean, I think the Bear venue when we arrived a few days ago is incredible.
It's
such an amazing space. And you know, we along with the production team and the designers have really done some amazing stuff
right
there.
Wow, that sounds super interesting to me, because I know the Kraftwerk, and it's a super rough place, kind of, and I can really imagine that it might be super nice to have some lightning and some color in right in there, because it's actually a dark place, kind of, Kraftwerk. So what kind of costumes will we see tomorrow? And even more important, maybe, who's going to wear them?
Well, some special people have been chosen to wear them, mm-hmm. so that's really exciting. I think they're going to feel like the spectacle of the party.
Uh-huh.
The costumes, they emit lasers, so they extend themselves in ways we've never seen before. They're almost like a digital sequin, if you like, that sprays across the room.
Wow.
Every person in the party is going to take part in that to bounce and activate. So we're all one. We all become unified by the space and the lasers and what we're wearing. So it's a big body biological experience of a mix up of technology and fashion.
So as I said, you know, we're going to be able to control these things wirelessly.
Yeah.
And what that means is that we can create it. Like, basically everyone becomes a node.
Yeah.
You know, becomes like a light source.
Yeah.
And they'll be moving around and they'll be dancing and we'll be switching them on and off and
Cool.
the music. I mean, it's going to be, you know, we believe it's going to be a really incredible thing to be part of.
Yeah. And it's good that the whole thing is going to be filmed by Melina Mitsoukas. She's filming the party and she's been working with Lady Gaga and Beyoncé as well. We call her Bay once, actually.
Really?
but she's going to film the whole thing. And then do people who won't be able to come tomorrow, do they have the chance to watch the whole spectacle on the internet or somewhere?
Oh, that's a question for Melina and Pretty Bird. So I'd hope so for other people, because I think it's a one of a kind. And particularly through the lens of Melina, they're going to experience something really, really beautiful. You know, the spirit of her work is amazing. Yeah. So we're blessed to be collaborating with her.
Okay. So we'll just check in a few months or in a few weeks if something has come up, or
who knows? Watch out.
Okay.
Look at your social media stream.
So what's the next thing? What's the next big step? What are your next future plans?
Lots going on.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we're doing a lot of work. So we talked a bit today about how we're dressing the crowd. So we've got some exciting projects going directly in the fashion industry, taking the products out so people can begin to purchase them. So they're not just couture one-off experiences.
Wow.
So we're really going to start to see in the next year Studio XO's work be experienced by everyday people.
Yeah.
And that is really exciting for Benjamin and I.
Yeah. Also, thank you a lot for visiting us for this short talk. I'm going to give away some tickets for tomorrow's show to people out there. Wer also neugierig geworden ist und Leuchtekleider von Studio XO live sehen möchte, der kann ins Kraftwerk, in die Köpenicker Straße, nach Stops in New York und Johannesburg und dann auch noch, bevor es nach São Paulo geht, wird morgen in Berlin gefeiert. Ab 22 Uhr die Partyreihe Nights by Absolut findet zum ersten Mal in Europa statt. Und wir verlosen die allerletzten Tickets. Wer mindestens 25 Jahre alt ist und was Schwarzes im Schrank hat, they have to have something black in there.
Yeah, it's very important.
Very important. 25 years old and something black to wear. Wenn ihr da dabei seid, dann könnt ihr mich jetzt anrufen unter 030-2000-9000. Wer durchkommt, wird von uns in Begleitung geschickt auf die Nights by Absolute. Nancy Tilbury, Benjamin Mayles, thank you a lot for visiting us. And please come back again as soon as you've planned something for Berlin. I want to talk a little bit more to you guys. Thank you.
We'd love to see you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.